difficult to understand how we haven't won that game quite comfortably. We had chances galore in the first half. Without a shadow of a doubt, they were going to come back a bit in the second half, but our keeper had one save to make before they scored. And then after that, it was just non-stop waiting for us to score. Cleared off the line again. Mauro's had a great chance from outside the box. He's had another chance there at the far post. Nelson, Beira, have all had headers from corners cleared off the line. But we just couldn't get it in. I suppose you've got to give them some credit for defending their goal line so well and with so much passion. But, you know, it was a very strong performance by the Barnet team, but we just didn't manage to get it into the goal.
It started off perfectly, getting the goal after only about 3 minutes, I think it was Jonikin there, but he and many other players did have plenty of chances in the first half. It is a lesson, I suppose, in you've got to take your chances at this level.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, you've got to hope you get them. You know, the problem and the worry for a manager or supporter or the team is if you don't get chances. We're creating lots of chances. We had lots of chances on Tuesday night as well and didn't win. And I suppose it comes to something that we now come away from home and we're disappointed when we don't win. I thought we played well today, and full credit to all the players. Good performance right the way through. And, I'm disappointed we didn't win the game, but I'm pleased with the effort, the control and the way that the team is adapting now to this division.
I suppose one of the many positives you can take from this game is that you've still got your unbeaten record so far this season.
Yep, and I also include the games in pre-season in that as well, against Oxford, Gillingham, Ipswich, a couple of others as well that we beat. I wanted to get into a habit in pre-season of winning games and being dominant and being strong and taking that forward, and here we are, stood here now, disappointed not to come here and won.
Now got, for the first time this season, a rest, no midweek game up until next week. I think you face Carlisle. How are you going to optimise that week's break?
Same as we always do. We always give our players plenty of rest. When they come into work, they have to work extremely hard. They're a very, very fit team, as you've seen there. The home team come back to 1-1. And for the last 15 minutes, the whole game has just been played up there by that goal. They can keep going physically and mentally. And once again, there'll be some quiet days and there'll be some hard-working days. And after the hard work, they always get plenty of rest. And that's why we're so fit.
I suppose you mentioned in there the fitness levels of your team. I suppose that's part of the reason why you can name the same side for so many games that you played a lot of in short space of time, don't you?
Yeah, well, there are some players. There are some players that are probably unfortunate not to get a chance to play after they've trained and tried so hard. Good players who have not got in the team, and that's difficult for them. And obviously, it's difficult for me because they're also good people and they're people I like. But this group of players have deserved and earned the right to play.